This podcast is brought to you by Raycon. When the world gets too loud, create your own soundtrack with Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycons have a 32-hour battery life, start at half the price of other premium audio brands, and come with a 45-day happiness guarantee. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. buyraycon.com/Howie. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I've been quite clear that we do have a plan to address migration at the southern border. We're executing it. It takes time, and we're starting to see the results.
I have a plan. You've got a plan. Yes. I don't even believe you have a plan. I have part of a plan.
They have no plan. No plan whatsoever.
I mean, it is all a chaotic mess that starts and ends with the Biden administration.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studios.
I mean, there is a scene in the book which took our breaths away. The one courageous person who did something was General Milley. He said, I am going to...
Oh, well, he's very popular, Ed. The Spartos, Motorheads, Geeks, Bloods, Wastoids, Dweebies, they all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moonbats beware. It's Howie Carr.
I thought he was going to say General Milley was such a hero the night he drove down the one-way street the wrong way in Fayetteville, North Carolina, when he was drunk as a skunk. As a young second lieutenant back in the day at Fort Bragg, but he didn't say that. So I guess it's committing treason or at least going against the command or of your commander in chief. That's a heroic moment for Bob Woodward. I guess he doesn't want to get the guy fired because that would be bad for his next book. You know, if he had to go to people and say, you know, I'll make you a hero in the book, but there is the chance you'll get fired. I mean, we know he's not going to get court-martialed. He's not going to go to Leavenworth. None of that's going to happen. But he, in a sane society, he would be thrown under the bus. He would be thrown out of the military. And this, by the way, today is the anniversary of the death of Nathan Hale. You know, the Connecticut patriot who was executed in Manhattan as an American agent by the Brits. I think it was in 1776. There's a statue of Nathan Hale at Yale University. There are a lot of statues of him, but I've just seen the one at Yale University when I dropped my kid off one time for summer school. And I thought about it, and I thought at the time, several years ago, I said, how many students know who Nathan Hale is? He's the one who said, my only regret is that I have but one life to give for my country. And today, if I went there and looked at the statue in New Haven of Nathan Hale, I would say, wonder how long it's going to be until Nathan Hale's statue is taken down. Because he was a white Eurocentric, probably a heterosexual, although I don't think anybody knows. He was pretty damn young when he was executed. But this is the anniversary of his execution, Nathan Hale. And we've certainly, you know, if he could come back today and see, Nathan, this is the country you fought for. Meet President Dementia Joe Biden. I think he would say, you know what?
He'd say one life is enough.
He said, for this, I gave up my life. This is what I got in return for, you know, dying 50 years before my 3 score and 10. I don't think he'd be too happy about it. That's just my thought, though. I don't know. 844-500-4242. We have a lot planned today. As always, I want to start, though, with this terrible situation in Del Rio, Texas, where they're getting the runaround. And now it turns out that, as we suspected, this news has been trickling out over the last few days. They announced over the weekend we're deporting all the Haitians that are coming into the country. And by the way, these people are not coming from Haiti. They've been in South American countries for years. But let's face it, the social welfare net is a little better in the United States than it is in Chile or Brazil. So that's why they're coming up here. And so they've just decided to have a few a few random deportations of us of single adult military age males, which means that the next round of Haitian immigrants will be sure to take some, will be sure to get their own child brides, like our new Afghan undocumented Democrats who are being brought into the country. So it's so bad that we're starting to have a crime wave. In one case, they're taking them out of Del Rio, putting them on buses, and then letting them go into the country through other areas, and then giving them do they get a list of the cards of where the best welfare opportunities are? Probably. But in one case, they were on a bus, and they decided to attack the driver of the bus. They pulled the bus over to the side of the road. You know, I've seen occasions somewhat like that on the MBTA, where they're busing when the subway or the rapid transit breaks down, and then they get stuck in rush hour traffic, and people going, "Hey, let us off the bus. We can walk faster than this stupid bus. I can't let you off the bus." But we never attacked anybody. No one ever. I've never known anyone to attack. But hey, we're Americans, right? These are Haitians. These are illegal aliens. They want to get to the welfare office, so they attacked the bus driver, and they jumped into the bushes and ran off. And they had to be rounded up. But it got even worse when they finally put a bunch of these criminals on the plane back to Port-au-Prince, and they started throwing bricks. I don't know where the hell they getting the bricks. I thought they were destitute. How much does a brick cost in Del Rio, Texas? Or do they have to wade back across the Rio Grande to get the brick? And even worse, they were biting. They were biting the pilot of one of these planes, or trying to bite the pilot of one of these planes. I mean, and again, the CDC is saying all these people are coming in. They got all kind of diseases. They got diseases. I'm going to read you the names. I'll bet you've never heard of some of these diseases that they got. One of the diseases the CDC is warning about on the Afghan side of the equation is a disease that's spread by sandflies. Sandflies. I mean, I thought we had a problem with West Nile virus and mosquitoes. Now we have to deal with the disease that's spread by sandflies, and it either attacks your skin or, could get worse, it attacks your internal organs. I looked it up on Wikipedia today. These are the people we're letting into the country, and I don't think it's real good to be bitten by someone who's carrying multiple infectious diseases. But that's the country that we live in right now.
Is there
now
a vaccination mandate for that one, by the way?
I'm glad you brought that up, because, you know, Chuck Schumer is running around New York City or wherever he is now. He's from Brooklyn. He's from New York City. And he's saying, we've got to do away with Title 42. Title 42 is the Trump era policy that if somebody has a disease, I think it's COVID-19 specifically, you can stop them from getting into the country. So what he wants to do is let everybody who has COVID-19 come into the country. But again, he lives in a city, New York City, where 60% of the black people can't go into restaurants because they're citizens and they haven't gotten vaccines. I haven't heard him denouncing de Blasio, the mayor of his hometown, for setting up this restaurant apartheid, gym apartheid, sporting event apartheid. So no, 60% of black people in the city can't go in, half of Hispanics. And, you know, a huge percentage of whites and Asians as well can't go into the restaurants unless they have these vaccine passports. So it's okay to require American citizens to endure these police state measures, these authoritarian measures about vaccines. But if you're an illegal alien who has no skills, no English, God only knows how many contagious diseases, infectious maladies, you could come into the country, no problemo. Are these people that escaped the bus and tried to attack the bus driver, or who tried to bite the pilot of the plane, are they going to be charged with it? Remember, how about this? Remember last week they threw the two-year-old kid off the plane? The kid had asthma. And the mother was trying to put the mask on the kid, and the kid was resisting. It's 2 years old. They call it the terrible twos for a reason, right?
And they get thrown off the plane. The mother and the kid get thrown off the plane. What had they, but these Haitians, are they going to be arrested? You know, and Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, says we're going to, the people, the Haitians who attacked the bus driver, we're going to prosecute them to the full extent of the law. And of course, that's another racist hate crime. They're Haitians, man. You can't charge them with attacking an American. Come on. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. We had a VIP come in the last week and ask us about the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. He said he'd been thinking about ordering the three-pack for months. Yesterday, he finally ordered not one, but two three-packs. Grace has heard from somebody who's ordered five of these three-packs. They have a few rental units, and so they put them everywhere. Wherever you have a room or a workplace or a garage or a basement that might have any kind of odor problem, you need an Eden Pure Thunderstorm. This guy, this VIP plans to put him in his office and his home. This is the last week of the three-pack. Don't hesitate. You can now save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier three-pack. You'll get three units for under $200 and save $200. One for your basement, first floor, and second floor, all in one purchase. With the three-pack, you can now enjoy clean air everywhere in your house or workplace. Wherever it gets damp in the basement, wherever the dog or the cat hangs around and, comes in wet sometimes, you know what I'm talking about.
You happen to leave your windows open in your car during a thunderstorm, get the thunderstorm and get rid of that musty smell that might have developed afterwards.
Yes, it kills musty smells practically instantaneously. I was going to say overnight, but it's much quicker than that. It's been months now that we've been talking about the Thunderstorm air purifier. People still ask me if it really works. Not only does it really work, it works in hours. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier is so small and light that you can hold it in your hand and plug it right into the wall. The best part is you don't have to replace any air filters, which of course saves you time and money. Other air purifiers can cost up to $600 for just one clunky big unit, and you have to drain it all the time and get filters. None of that with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and put in code word Howie3 to save $200 for their special three-pack. EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and use code word Howie3. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network. Traveling around New England.
Close your eyes, gang, as we hit the Kankamagus Highway. Just 4 miles to Mount Washington.
Howie has you covered. To find a station near you, go to HowieCarShow.com.
Feel that New Hampshire air.
He's a history buff's history buff.
You don't know nothing about Lady Liberty standing there in a hop, screaming out the wall of nations in a world. Send me your poor, your deadbeats, your filthy.
Howie Carr is back.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
All right, this one is for people on the North Shore, or anywhere, really, but people on the North Shore really love the Century House of Peabody. And it's some of the best dining and catering north of Boston. The Century House of Peabody is conveniently located on Route 114 in Peabody, near Routes 128, 95, and 1, just minutes from Salem, Danvers, Beverly, and Middleton. Dine in their restaurant, visit their Epicurean shop to have your favorite dishes for takeout, or visit Linden Tavern, where you can play keno, order food, or have your favorite cocktail at the bar. While supplies last, you can purchase a $50 gift card to Century House of Peabody for just $25. Go to HowieCarShow.com and click on store. HowieCarShow.com and click on store. And John from Century House of Peabody is here, and he brought in some great food. And as always, the steak tips. I was thinking about the steak tips all last night. You, tell people what you do with the, I've talked to you about this before the last time you were in. Yeah. What do you do with these steak tips to get them this tender?
Well, we trim up probably very high quality meat. We put them in a marinade, and it's called a vacuum tumbler, and it tumbles the tips in the marinade, and it vacuums out the air, so the marinade gets into the tips really well. And it
how many pounds do you put in the vacuum tumbler? I know this is an industrial strength as opposed to the one I would have in my house.
There's probably about 20 pounds.
20 pounds?
Yeah.
And could I buy one on, you know, on a website somewhere for, you know, that would do a pound, you think?
I don't think so.
That's too bad. So I have to come to the, I'll have to come to the Century House of Peabody to get them. I mean, they're just amazing how good they are. But everything is good. And you know, and you did bring some of my favorite, and President Dementia Joe's favorite for dessert. I'm holding it up for the camera. Yes, it's tapioca pudding. You're watching me. It's Joe would be eating this watching Hazel. Oh, I love that. I love that Don DeFore and Billy Buntrock with Hazel. But then after this, we're going to binge on Matlock. Mm, so good. This is just a great restaurant. So you guys have been around for a long time, John.
Yeah, since 1957.
1957.
Yeah.
That's your father started it?
Yep, my mother and father.
Mother and father started it. Yeah. And you are your kids in it too?
Yep, I got three kids, and they're all in it. Yeah,
they're all in it, and this is so. It's a great family restaurant, and it's a third generation, and it's just a wonderful place. And so, what's the most popular dish you got at the Century House?
It's probably the roast prime rib is the biggest seller.
Yeah,
and haddock and the roast chicken.
Yeah, I got some of that. The boneless chicken breast with the stuffing, that's fantastic as well.
Yeah. Yeah, we have all types of seafood. We've got a varied menu. You can even get sandwiches, salads.
Did they let you have some more outside seating during the panic?
Yes.
So you still have that set up?
We didn't have a tent this year, but we have some umbrella tables.
So there's more room than ever before, in other words.
Yeah.
And you guys are open every 7 days a week?
Yep, 7 days a week.
And from what are the hours?
From 8 in the morning till... the kitchen closes 9 on Sunday and Monday and 10 on the rest of the week. And
so you can get it 3 meals a day there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
And the bar usually stays open after the kitchen closes.
The Linden Tavern.
Yes.
So that's open too. Can you use the gift certificate at the Linden Tavern too?
Yes. The gift certificates you can use in either place, the store or the restaurant.
That's great. So you can go get right now, everybody on the North Shore anyway, and further than that, knows the Century House of Peabody. It's a great restaurant for three generations going back. They're going very fast, very fast, as I expected they would. I'm afraid that we got too many VIPs today. I think the steak tips are going very fast outside. Fortunately, one of the guys stayed behind. I'll elbow him out of the way during the break so I can get some steak tips. But it's just it's a fantastic place, and we always love having you come in, John. And thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
Maybe I'll see you this week with my camera crew as we're looking for the place where Stevie Hughes and Sammy Lindenbaum went to meet their maker. And the two chihuahuas escaped out of the broken windows from the car.
All right, let me know if you know.
Yeah, we'll try to come by and just say hello. We love the Century House of Peabody. And if you do see a household vacuum tumbler, that would be good. let me know about it. You did find one? How much is it?
$166.
That's pretty.
You can swing
you know
that.
What?
Come
I
on,
think,
you,
you know
bastard.
What? I think I could go for that. I'm going to think about it, but I think I may go for that. How many hours does it take in there?
Oh, it takes about half an hour.
That's all?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay. I think Taylor, Christmas is coming. You want to like take Kamala care of Harris, the boss,
like
right?
Like Kamala Harris says, I got to order early.
All right, John, thank you. Century House, House of Peabody, it's a $50 gift certificate for $25. You better get on because they are going super fast. John, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure to have you in. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
This fall, HelloFresh is here to help me spend quality time on what really matters. HelloFresh delivers everything I need for quick and easy meals. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie14 and use code Howie14 to get up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Biden visit the southern border before the end of the year?
No.
97% say no.
They're at least asking him about it, though, now at the White House, or they're asking Psaki. She was asked about it. And
has President Biden ever been to the southern border
in his life?
Yes.
I will have to look back in my history books and check the times he's been to the southern border.
We have been looking all morning, and we cannot find any record of him visiting the border as president, vice president, senator, or even as a concerned citizen. Why would that be?
I can check and see when the last time or when he may have been.
No, you can't. No, you can't because he hasn't been.
He drove his 18-wheeler down there, don't you know? Right after he got out of, after he made bail, after he was arrested with Nelson Mandela. That's when he visited the southern border.
Yeah, he took the Amtrak. pretty amazing.
Joey, baby, you're here at the southern border.
He brought corn pop with him, and they just took on the southern border. You know, it really is weird how...
The big guy express.
Jen Psaki is becoming more and more like a robot as she's up there. I will check on that. It's like you can't say anything that actually gets through to her. She just spits
Joey
out.
Joey, baby!
She spits out these answers that have nothing to do with the question.
I know. I understand. By the way, we're sold out of the Century House of Peabody gift certificates. It's a great place, though. Get there. It's in Peabody, obviously, on the North Shore. But it's a wonderful place. And thanks to John for bringing in a really great spread. And I just went in and grabbed some of those nice steak tips.
The chicken looks amazing.
It's pretty damn good, too. And to my right is the tapioca pudding. I'll be thinking of Joe Biden when I eat
You know
that.
What he said to me, Grace? Oh, great, steak tips. I'm going to put this on my seafood paella from last week.
I did say that.
Gosh. You've got to let go of that, Howie. We're going into the second week of this now.
All right. What do you got for us, Grace, for Grace's News?
This is the latest from the New York Post. During a virtual hearing with the Homeland Security Committee focused on worldwide threats to the homeland 20 years after 9/11, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas had a tense exchange with Representative Carlo Jimenez,
I believe it is. He used to be the mayor of Miami, I believe.
Who pressed him on the matter. According to the New York Post, Jimenez said, let me ask you, of the 1.5 million that we've apprehended, how many people have returned? How many people are being detained and how many people have been dispersed? Mayorkas did not provide any numbers, but said he would be able to provide Jimenez with specific data later on. Seemingly dissatisfied.
Right.
This is very interesting. Jimenez pushed further, criticizing...
He's a Republican, obviously.
Criticizing Mayorkas for not having the data when he asked the same question at a Senate hearing the day before. I think you'd be a little better prepared now that you've been asked that question. The secretary fired back, putting blame on his long hours. Can I get the violin, please, Taylor? I worked 18 hours, he griped, claiming that when he returned from yesterday's hearing, he was focused on the situation rather than finding the data.
See, people
he's tired.
People have a lot more access to Joe Biden's history than apparently Peter Ducey does, because 603 says, Joe could be the first Biden in 1,000 generations to visit the southern border.
Why do you think I haven't visited? Is it because I didn't have the ability? No, it's because I didn't have the opportunity.
802 says Joe Biden was spotted at Taco Bell yesterday for Taco Tuesday. Does that count? Biden was at the border when Texas was part of Mexico. That was about the time he went into the Senate, right? 180 years ago?
I mean, he can just say he was at the border. No one's going to fact check it. I mean, Glenn Kessler and Daniel Dale have been on vacation for, what, eight months now?
Yeah, they
He'll
have.
He'll be good. He'll be good as gold.
937, Joey Baby took the Intercontinental Railroad to South Africa.
You know what's pretty amazing, too? The only people who fact check Joe Biden are now, like, private companies that he references. Like, when he says, I used to work at this place. No, you didn't. I used to come here. No, you didn't. But it's never the fact checkers.
Well, I mean, they don't even fact check him. It's some random reporter will call the company he claimed to have applied to, and they'll check HR and find out that, of course, it was total BS.
Or the synagogue he claims to have visited.
It's quite obvious he's never been to the southern border because it has never come up in a random anecdote that he's ever given.
Yeah, you're right. No, you're absolutely right, Taylor. He hasn't talked about it in, you know, nostalgic,
folksy terms. And also, Amtrak does not run down in that part of Texas. I do not believe.
Well, I feel like when he would have visited, he would have taken a horse and buggy.
Yeah.
But he did say they have subways to Mexico.
Yeah, I forgot
about that. Yeah, he did. By the way, you know, they have all this compassion now for the Haitians. But we didn't play the cut yesterday, but there's a cut from 1994 when he's talking about how if Haiti disappeared into the sea, nobody would even miss it.
Wow.
He said that.
That's a really, really callous, offensive thing to say. I'm shocked that would come out of Joe Biden, the empathizer in chief's mouth.
If Haiti, a god-awful thing to say, if Haiti just quietly sunk into the Caribbean or rose up 300 feet, it wouldn't matter a whole lot in terms of our...
Was he talking to Bill and Hillary Clinton?
But there'd be fewer super predators. Oh, that's Hillary's phrase, super predators. But what does he mean, rose up 300 feet, too? I mean, even in 1994, when he was in his purported prime, he was nonsensical.
Well, he also, even back then, would preface things. He prefaces everything he's about to say. If you have to preface it with, this is a god-awful thing to say, that's your brain telling you, maybe we don't say it. Maybe we take a beat here. By the way, Clay Travis was on Fox News today talking about how Dr. Fauci has another mark in the L column. He's got another failed prediction, Howie. And you know what this is? He was predicting that these college football games, the ones where they shout bleep Biden, that they were going to be super spreaders. And we waited and we waited and we waited. And that
very fake news
doesn't seem to be the case.
You know, I've watched the football games for the last couple of weekends, and, you know, they keep every day is just another 24/7 panic porn in the mainstream media. And yet I don't see anybody wearing the masks. Nobody seems to be frightened anymore.
It reminds me of Home Alone when he goes downstairs to the basement and he says, I'm not scared anymore. That's how we all are right now. I'm surprised, though, that, and I'm not encouraging this, but the bleep Joe Biden chants have taken off. Can we expect a bleep Tony Fauci chant soon? It doesn't roll off the tongue as much as the Joe Biden ones do. In other news, I'm sure, Howie, that you've already talked about this a little bit, but it's getting a lot of coverage today. The strange meeting that Joe Biden had with Prime Minister Boris Johnson yesterday in the Oval Office. And now Australian journalists, and I'm setting you up for this, Howie. Okay, I'm tossing this up.
Crikey.
No, not yet.
Give me a Faustus, please, mate.
Damn, Howie, you gotta wait for the setup.
Tie me kangaroo down, sport.
Australian journalists reportedly startled by Biden's strict White House press wranglers.
Oh, blimey, mate.
There we go. Yeah, all these reporters were so stunned by how it works here in America, where people, it really is more like China than it is America now.
That's
with the
saying
press.
Saying something, right, when the Australians stunned.
Yeah, when you,
like,
I
you
mean,
guys
this
don't
is
have a, lot of freedom in this
country.
Country.
Yeah, this is a country where, you know, if you live in an apartment building, you can't go out on your porch by yourself.
you know, six stories up because you might spread the disease.
Well, I'm glad we actually brought this up because I talked about this today on my show, but I do think it's worth noting. Australian state announces friends bubble, allowing those under 18 to gather with two other friends in person. Can you say party time?
Wow.
Isn't that pathetic?
I don't understand that. I always thought of Australia as being like a Crocodile Dundee type freedom loving country, you know?
That's your stereotype.
I always thought that would be fun to be in Australia.
Oh, how wrong you were.
Not so much today. By the way, 917 says, whenever anyone hassles me about not wearing a mask from now on, I'm going to tell them I'm listening to Tony Tone.
I had suggested that today. So I was thinking about it, and a lot of these gyms are having issues, and especially in Boston, no one wants to go to the gym. They have to wear the mask.
Yeah, they have one on Fox and Friends, one of those guys. Yeah.
And at Stanford, they're telling people that if you're going to use the rec basketball, which guys love, and probably ladies too, but guys love to play pickup basketball.
Right.
That you have to wear a mask. And I was thinking about it. If Tony Tone was playing at the Stanford rec gym, would they be able to go mask free?
You know, that's a good point. I gotta read you one. Have you heard about USC, the law school?
No, I haven't heard about USC since Olivia Jade, Lori Loughlin's daughter, got the boot.
Well, they did pretty well in the Wall Street Journal college rankings today, too. They finished about number 22, something like that. But anyway, Andrew Guzman is the dean of the USC law school, which, you know, they allow everybody, you have to be vaccinated. You have to be vaccinated to be a student there. But this is the memo we sent out to the vaccinated student body. Students are not allowed to eat or drink in the building, including in the law cafe area. All drinking and eating must take place outdoors. The exception to this rule is limited to instructors who may briefly hydrate while teaching, but must remask immediately.
Your papers, please.
Well, Dean, it won't be a problem because I don't want to hydrate. I just want to have a drink of water. Hydrate.
I would want to have a drink of something stronger than water if I was at this place.
If you see a member of our community who is not compliant with these policies, you are free to politely remind them of their obligations to the health and safety of those around them. If you are uncomfortable approaching non-compliant members of our community, you may reach out to covid19@law.usc.edu, and we will approach that individual.
Very good accent. This is like watching Inglourious Bastards.
This memo is addressed to 100% vaccinated people, and he's making it seem like they're oh, I don't know, Afghan refugees carrying all these dread diseases?
Yeah, and I just don't understand it because we have all of these reasons now. You know what those kids should say at USC Law School if they want to have a drink of water, if they get in trouble? They should say, listen, I'm identifying as being at the Met Gala. I'm a performer.
I'm identifying as being at Tony Tone.
Tony Tone, it's a monumental moment. Haven't you heard? It's a historic day.
Dean, are you one of the dreaded members of the fun police
that
the mayor of San Francisco was warning us about recently?
He sounds like he could be part of the fun police.
Yeah.
That's the problem here.
All right. No matter how you're feeling about getting back out there, there's no denying it's an adjustment. When the world gets too loud, something I love to do is create my own soundtrack by popping in my Raycon wireless earbuds. Have you been using your Raycons lately, Grace?
I love my Raycons. I've been loving just walking around. I'm trying to soak in this last few days of that fall warm weather before it gets too cold. So I've been going on walks, and I like to have my Raycons in. I can take conference calls, I can talk with people, or I can just listen to some of my pop culture podcasts.
Sometimes you need some upbeat music to pump you up before you see people, or to stay calm with some guided meditation, or you just need to zone out from what other people in your general area are listening to. I was trying to say it in a polite way. People who are not people in your face.
Yeah, people at the coffee shop who are talking.
Yes, who are bothering you. Let me tell you right now, Raycons are the best way to tune out everything by being the best way to listen to music or anything else you're interested in listening to. They come with a bunch of gel tips for your comfort, and unlike some other brands, they don't stick out of your ears and make you look like a lame-o.
And they don't fall out of your ears. That's something, Howie, that people should know, because a lot of times when you don't have the wires, those headphones can fall out. These stick in your ears really well, so you can walk with them, run with them, and they're going to stay put.
Raycons have a 32-hour battery life, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, for a really long time. They start at half the price of other premium audio brands, but they sound just as good. And Raycons come with a 45-day happiness guarantee, so you really can't lose. Create your own soundtrack with Raycon. Right now, Howie Carr Show listeners can get 15% off their Raycon order at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to save 15% on Raycons. buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Got hate mail?
You got anything on your chest besides your chin, you better get it off.
Send it off to Grace at HowieCarshow.com. There's no silencing him. They've tried.
You're not going to intimidate me. I'm entitled to my opinion.
Howie Carr.
We got so many things to get to here today. I see Baker sound cuts, Bill Gates talking about Jeffrey Epstein, his dear friend, and we've got an incident over New York yesterday. Some Cessna was just venturing into prohibited airspace with the UN General Assembly being there. And so they were tracking it down the Hudson River, and they went by a very large bridge. And do you think they called it the Cuomo Bridge or the Tappan Zee Bridge?
Number 1-2, what is the name of the bridge that I'm approaching? Number 1-2, that is the Tappan Zee Bridge.
You're damn right, it's the Tappan Zee Bridge. You're damn right, it's the Tappan Zee Bridge. Lewis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lewis.
Hey, Howie, how are you doing?
Good.
I've been watching the hearings with Mayorkas. And, you know, the senators are asking questions, you know, and he doesn't have any answers
no.
to anything, of course. But, you know, he's always talking about we're working on the plan and we're
right.
following our plan. But I haven't heard one senator ask him, well, what is your plan? You're the head of Homeland Security. Explain your plan. I don't get it.
You know, that is a really good point. You want to, just in case people haven't been listening, just listen to the gibberish that Mayorkas is spouting out here. Cut 14.
I have been quite clear that we do have a plan to address migration at the southern border. We're executing it. It takes time, and we're starting to see the results. I'd be very pleased
we see
to
the
meet
results.
With you. And discuss with you some of the tools that we have employed to actually drive the results that we saw this past month and we expect to see in the ongoing months. Those tools are not met with unanimous approval, but we are using those enforcement tools to help secure our border, which we are doing.
Yeah. You know, Lewis, we're all seeing the results. He's right about that. That's why they grounded the drone in Del Rio, right? The Fox News drone.
Well, yeah, he's pathetic.
They're all pathetic, though. And then, you know, they're asking him, what could be more legitimate? What does the federal government do? It exists to protect the citizens, right? I mean, that's basically what it comes down to. So the congressmen and the senators are asking the right questions. They're saying, how many terrorists are you letting across? Unvetted terrorists. Forget the diseases. These are people that want to blow up the skyscrapers and commercial airliners. Cut 15.
The American public deserves to know what the threat is to our country. Why will we not release numbers? Why are you not releasing the number of known or suspected terrorists?
Congressman, I've been very clear that I'd be very pleased to share that information with you in a classified context.
It's like the FBI during the Russian hoax investigation. The investigation is continuing, so we'll talk to you after the investigation is concluded. So now it's classified information. It's top security. How many terrorists we're letting in? Why don't you stop letting the terrorists in and just tell us and announce there aren't any more terrorists coming in? I'm Howie Carr.